a lot of things are going to come out today that will give many of you understanding. And I've told all of you openly and more than a few times that one day you'll know a prophet was sent to you, and that prophet's Doyle Davidson, also an apostle. All right? I've been afflicted and persecuted by the devil and his family for years. I rejoice. I take pleasure in it. The parable of the sower. Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew, 13 or 15, says affliction and persecution for the word's sake. The word of God, not your word. Amen. I'm a prophet, and I know it. I'm an apostle, and I know it. Called of God, not by man, and I've been sent by God, not men. No board sent me. God sent me. So, the book of Jeremiah, God started teaching me in the early 1970s in Argyle, Texas. We'll have Kathy read them, read scriptures. I'm going to comment. Some of them are going to bother you. Some are going to make others mad, angry, rail more against me, and commit more sin. So, that's your problem. You've been warned. If you're smart, you put your hand over your mouth and crawl under the bed. I was not aware of this, but I heard of one that did that when I was present. So, Kathy, would you start reading Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1?
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord.
Woe, pastors that scatter God's sheep. Woe. Next.
Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people.
Oh, God is not against anybody. Oh, really? No kidding? Well, God said if he be for me, who could be against me? You got that right. Now, these pastors right here probably said the same thing. But God was against them. And you're going to see why. Go ahead.
You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither be they lacking, saith the Lord.
You see what a shepherd does? Feeds. You know that's a pastor and a teacher, also an apostle and a prophet. See, you people are so religious, you can't even read fifth grade. Your heart is so blind and so wicked. Go ahead.
5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
The righteous branch is Jesus. Go ahead.
In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. 7. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. 9. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness.
Now, who is that speaking?
That's Jeremiah.
And Jeremiah is speaking about who? Himself?
Himself.
Right?
Right.
Would you read that again?
Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets.
Because of the prophets, right?
Right.
I will tell you. You have witnessed this and others too.
Right.
In my own life. Broken. About the prophets of America. I don't know who you all are. I don't know. One of you, for sure. I've heard Kenneth Hagin say he was a prophet. And I believe that I've heard Kenneth Copeland say he was a prophet, and Kenneth Hagin validated that. I could be wrong. I don't know about that. I do not know. Oh, Bob Booth was a prophet, and I believe that. He prophesied to me. At the moment, I cannot think of another person. Oh, Lester Sumrall was most certainly an apostle and a prophet. That I believe wholeheartedly. I knew Lester personally. Thank God. Would you go on? Read that, those verses.
My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome. Because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness.
Because of the word. Because of the Lord. Speaking to the prophets of America. I will not say any more. I do not defend myself. But I have been accused by many of being drunk when I speak. Kathy, do you want to say something?
Yes. I have seen you like this, and when it first happened, I didn't understand. And I've accused you. And I'll stand here today, said I had to repent because God showed me to read Jeremiah. And I read it through several times, and I got to this verse, and I saw exactly what was happening. I saw an event happen in America, and like I described to others, it was like you were a bull in a cage. You were so angry.
That was a re-election of Obama.
All right. Yeah, it was.
Go ahead.
And I've seen this more than once. And I see this verse, you know, it says, like a man whom wine has overcome. And we've seen you here where it looks like you're drunk. And I was with you at home when you weren't drinking anything. Hadn't. But I saw you that night that Obama was reelected, and you were one upset person.
At whom?
You were upset at the evangelicals of this nation.
That is right. That is right. I talked to an evangelical that said he wished Romney knew something about the blood of Jesus. And I said, no man can give 16 percent of his income, which is up in the millions, and not have something in him toward God. I am not involved in politics in any way. I'm an apostle and a prophet. But I will tell you, religious nuts, you have your doctrines. You have your doctrines. And they're not God's doctrines. They're not the doctrines of the Lord. But if a person doesn't measure up to your doctrine, they are of the devil, saith you. God laughs at you fools. He laughs at you. You see, I serve God. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and has been 43 years. No, I won't say more. Go ahead.
10. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing...
Wait a minute. You think America's not full of adultery? You think not? What else is it full of? I'm not even going to mention it. Turn on the news and see if you agree with all that America votes for, that they want. I'm not talking about it. I don't care. Did you know that? I don't care what you do. I don't care what sins you commit. Did you know that? Because you will give account before God of your sins like I will. Thank God. In Matthew chapter 12, it says that a man will be justified by his sayings, and by his sayings he or she will be condemned or judged. Those are the words of Jesus, the Master, you call him. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings. What else?
For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane.
Prophet and priest are profane. That's America.
Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof is Gomorrah.
Are we talking about their prophets or the people? Read that again. I want to be sure I hear it right.
13. I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria.
Folly. I will tell you, I have seen folly in the prophets of America. And I speak by the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he is judged of no man. I have seen America, television, crusades, behind pulpits, folly in America. America's full of your folly. And You can say what you want right now, but the Spirit of God in me is angry at you foolish prophets. Angry at you. Because you have brought upon this land your wicked ways. You taught lies. You taught rebellion. And you have got what you taught. What's next?
15. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord.
America, right now, grab it. Grab it and grab it. Have what you say. Write your own ticket. Confession brings possession. Oh, you know who you are. You know well who you are that have taught those lies. Thank God. And you will pay a great price for the things that you have lied to America about. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. Have what you say. Confession brings possession. You know who you are. It's not scriptural. It's not God. It's witchcraft. Next.
17. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you.
Walk after the imagination of their own heart, but no evil will come upon you. Did you know, several years back, I heard that, according to some polls, 70% of America had a born-again experience, or I think religious experience anyway, and you told them, oh, that's good enough. No, that's not good enough. You foolish prophets. You demand for money. You're like a wizard that demands for water under the ground. You say, well, there it is. Dig right here, you get it. Guess what? They do. You're divine for money. Oh, there it is, right there. And you start preaching to give so people won't go to hell. You're a bunch of diviners. You're mad. Bunch of wizards standing behind pulpits on television, radio, everywhere. I know you well. 43 years I've survived what you said I couldn't do because you said my words were not God. Oh, I heard them. Oh, I heard you say them. One who called himself a prophet said, I heard it in the spirit, said, oh, he's a fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I know your name, Copeland. Now the world knows.